Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
So welcome. I'm Dr. Cliff Smythe. I'm a faculty member in the College of Integrative Medicine and Health Sciences at Saybrook University. So let's begin by sitting comfortably in a way in which you feel supported. Inviting the floor and the chair to give support to your body. Sensing the rising up of the spine from the pelvis. Imagining sensing the spine long and looking for a way where you can find a sense of the head being supported. And making any and all that you can of those little adjustments you need to make to feel more supported and to be more comfortable. And you can always move during a meditation practice. Stillness has its value and movement has its value if it's a compassionate thing to do to help you engage more in the process. So dropping in now on the sense of breathing in the body, particularly the movements in the ribs and the abdomen. And I invite you to take three deepening breaths. Three slightly larger breaths, allowing the ribs as much as possible and the abdomen as much as possible to expand without strain. And thinking all around, could the ribs gently open a little bit sideways and backward as well as forward? Softening the abdomen. And expanding the chest softly. And as you breathe out, see, can you breathe out just a little bit longer than usual, breathing out softly and slowly, maybe letting your teeth and lips separate so the air can softly and easily leave the body. Staying with that invitation for the exhale to gently lengthen a little bit. Feel if you can invite a sense of letting go, a gentle sense of letting go with each out breath. Can you find a sense that you don't have to work so much to breathe in? Instead, the body breathes itself. The ribs widen and spring open that little bit spontaneously in response to the out-breath, after the out-breath. And then the diaphragm contracts and draws the lungs down gently and spontaneously with the in-breath. Attending to the out-breath now with a sense of easing, of letting go. If possible, inviting that gentle softening and lengthening of the out-breath. And as you breathe in, allowing the air to come and the ribs to expand gently sideways and backwards as well as forwards. Now bring your attention to the center of your chest, somewhere in the middle of your chest, behind the breastbone, the area where you'll find your heart beating. Taking a few breaths now and imagining that you could breathe into that area, breathe into that heart space. Without any additional effort, in the middle of the chest, behind the breastbone, imagine and sense that you could breathe into the area of the heart, your heart. Breathing into the heart space, however you imagine that. And now, if it's at all comfortable, bring one hand or even both hands to that place in the middle of your chest and sensing with your hand the movement of the breathing in that area. And of course, the length and the rhythm of the inhale and the exhale may change as you bring attention, as it does as your body needs more oxygen. Sometimes there's a deeper breath in spontaneously. Sometimes there's a sense of a sigh as we breathe out. And you maybe even feel a sense of warming there in the center of the chest where you're resting your hands if it's comfortable. Placing your hand or hands there in the middle of your chest. And of course, you can rest your hands and arms anytime you want to. And take a moment now, however you conceive it, to direct a sense of care toward yourself. Inviting or invoking feelings of compassion and care. Expressing this desire for calm and well-being. And using this soft touch, like the caring touch that you would use with a loved one, to direct this care into the area of your heart. Staying with the sense of breathing into the center of your chest, the heart space. Staying with the feelings of self-care. Resting your hands and arms anytime you want, of course, making sure you're comfortable. And continuing to breathe and sense the breathing into the center of the chest. Staying with the sense of breathing into the center of the chest, the area of your heart, and the feelings of self-care. And then reflecting for a moment now, meditating in that other sense of meditation about the meanings of the heart. There is the heart that is the pump, moving the blood to the lungs to be nourished with oxygen, and then moving the oxygenated blood around your body as you need it. The heart that can send hormones and other chemicals we need to deal with whatever demand comes up rapidly to every part of the body, if it needs to, within one or two breaths. It's part of our quick response system. The heart knows that when help is needed, help is on the way. And then there's the meaning of the heart that is the center of things, the heart of the matter. In French, there's the cour, the courtyard space in an apartment building or neighborhood where life goes on and can be observed. There is the heart as a space where we can sense the comings and goings of our lives. And then there is the heart that is the home of our emotional life, known as such since the ancients. And now we know the slowing of the breath creates a neurological resonance, slow, regular breathing that sets off a coherence of healthy variability in our heartbeats, a cadence that stimulates positive emotions and a sense of connection with others. And finally, there's the heart of courage, from the Latin, cormium, courage to take that next breath, to take that next action, the courage to show care to yourself and to others, even in the most difficult times. Returning again to that sense of breathing into and around the heart, creating the space and comfort and ease that is needed. You might return your hand there if it's comfortable, or rest your hands. Slowly breathing into that place in the middle of your chest, gently lengthening the out breath without any work, without any strain, knowing the next breath will come. And it does. Bathing the heart space with care, bathing it with the sense of the breath in the center of your chest. Breathing slowly and softly. Breathing slowly and softly, sending feelings of care, compassion to yourself, which allows us to share them with others. And through your day now, you might find that you can bring a sense of care for your heart, for yourself, through your breathing. And slowly now, letting go of that particular attention to the breath, rest your hands and arms if you want to. Slowly now becoming aware of sitting in the room you're sitting in. Slowly allowing your eyes to open if they have closed. Slowly, as you want to, rejoining our circle here in this virtual space that we share. Sensing the possibility of a heart connection. And that's our mindful moment meditation for today. Thanks, everyone. Take care and be safe.